The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boatworks. Motor City Boatworks is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur. I had a day job. It didn't allow me to work on boats full time. But now that I'm retired, I've built Motor City Boatworks, and the YouTube channel is a way for me to talk about my projects and pass on some of the knowledge that I've gained. I hope you enjoy these episodes.
Hi, I'm Joe, and this is Motor City Boatworks. I'm restoring a 1986 Alban 27 family cruiser. It's like a pocket trawler, and I've been working on it since August 2014. Things are a little slow. Let's get to work.
Episode 1, An Introduction to Motor City Boatworks.
The Alban 27 behind me is just a bare hull. There's nothing inside of it. It's been totally cleaned out. I took out all the wood, all the wiring, all the metal, all of the systems, upholstery, headliner, everything. It's just a bare fiberglass hull. Now, it's been painted a little bit to kind of get it to a more photogenic state, but now comes the time when we kind of reassemble everything, put everything back in the boat, and kind of build it up the way that I like it. I imagine my YouTube channel is a little different than what other people have out there, because I started this restoration about 8 years ago. I wasn't really paying very much attention to filming or documenting how I was doing a lot of stuff, so I don't have a lot of footage. A lot of the nasty and disgusting parts of boat restoration, well, they've already been done. If you're expecting to see destruction and demolition and all kinds of nasty fiberglass work with a guy wearing a respirator, yeah, I think you missed that part of the show. I'm at the stage of the restoration where I'm going to begin working on installing the systems and the components of the boat. These would be the electrical and the plumbing, and eventually repowered with a new diesel engine. And then I'll be doing some finishing touches to kind of finish out the boat and get everything ready for its sea trials. This boat is for my retirement, and I plan to sail the Great Loop, maybe go to Mexico, maybe down to the Bahamas, and maybe even on to Cuba. It's not a blue water boat. It's for coastal cruising, but I think it'll do just fine. This project is what I would call a refit and remodel. A refit is when a boat needs to be updated and you kind of redo the systems, bring everything up to date, add new electronics, maybe a new propulsion system, new plumbing, things like that. We call that a refit. This boat also has what's called a remodel, which is I have changed some of the basic design of the boat to make it more comfortable and to suit my purposes for some long-term cruising. In particular, I've added a hard top that extends over the cockpit of the boat, kind of creating an all-weather, all-season extra room. And I've also enlarged the bathroom, what we call the head on a boat. I've taken the head and made it larger so that it has a standalone shower. Standalone shower in a 27-foot boat. Nice. So we'll talk about how those projects kind of came along and the work that I've done in the past as we get ready to putting everything back together. I bought the boat in August of 2014. I never actually saw it in person. I bought it almost sight unseen, just based off of photographs that I had seen on the internet. I've been searching for about a year for some type of diesel cruiser, and this boat met my criteria. We'll talk about that later in some other episodes. It seemed like the boat had good bones. It was basically complete. It had original electronics, original wiring, all the systems worked, but they hadn't been updated probably in its lifetime. And the boat came with a triple axle trailer, which I knew was going to be important for storing as this project went on. This is not something I would recommend that a normal person does, someone who doesn't have experience working on boats. You really got to know what you're looking for and what you got yourself set up for buying a boat without any type of survey. But in my case, I have about 20 years experience of messing about with boats, specifically sailboats, and having restored a couple of them, I had pretty good understanding of what I was going to be doing in the future and what it was going to take to kind of bring this thing
back.
This
is not the first boat that I have restored. I've done quite a few other boats over the last 20 some years, mostly sailboats of different sizes. I had a 30-foot classic plastic sailboat called an Aalborg 30, designed by Carl Aalborg, a renowned Swedish naval architect. And I owned that boat for 8 years and lived on it, shipped that boat back and forth across country, sailed it in the Caribbean. I've added pilot houses to boats. I've added updates to their systems. I've done a number of boats where I've actually refitted them and kind of brought them up to date. So this project, by far, is the biggest boat project that I've undertaken so far. And it will be the crowning achievement of Motor City Boatworks. Every episode, I'm going to answer some questions from the viewers. And this week, we'll start off with our first question. This question comes to us from Mr. Gucci Main from Poughkeepsie, New York. And Mr. Gucci wants to know, how long will it take you to finish this boat? Well, you know, I got about 8 years into it so far. You would think that I would have it done within the next 8 years. But optimistically, I'm looking at maybe 24 to 36 months to try and get the boat back together and in the water ready for sea trials. I have another question that comes to us from Miss Anna De Armas in Miami. And Miss De Armas, she would like to know, why have you only gotten to a bare hull in 8 years? Well, this is a good question. Basically, I had a day job, and I've only been able to devote time working on the boat on the weekends. And so now I'm retired. I built Motor City Boatworks for the sole purpose of finishing this boat. And hopefully all the stars will line up and we'll really start motoring along getting this project finished. If you like these videos, please subscribe and click the like button. These videos would not be possible without your support. Thank you. For more information, please visit the Motor City Boatworks YouTube channel or my website, MotorCityBoatworks.com. Boatworks is spelled B-O-A-T-W-E-R-K-S.